Hello, Rosie, Melissa, Mark, Kelly, Crystal, and Stefan. This is a little audio feedback regarding your meeting that you had for your final exam this week. It's going to be a little random. I'm just going to kind of follow my notes. So forgive me if things seem a little disjointed. I thought that it was amazing that you were all there on time and even early. I think being early to a group discussion or any kind of meeting is so crucial. Never come right on time running in and never come late. Always show up maybe 5-10 minutes early, catch your breath, get a drink of water. You know, it sends a great nonverbal message to the people you're meeting with that shows that you care about what's happening. I'd like to see somebody close the door. You should always have meetings with the door closed. You never know who's listening outside or who you're disturbing or what kind of disturbance from outside might come in. I thought you guys looked amazing. Thank you so much for getting all on the same page and realizing that a professional situation means put some professional clothes on your body. I mean, I didn't expect you guys to go put on three-piece suits, but the fact that you dressed up a little bit communicated to me that you really cared about what you were doing, and that I thought that was just amazing. I think the first really, for lack of a better term, mistake that I think you guys made was kind of jumping right into the issues a little too early. When you have a meeting like this, you should spend a little bit of time talking about the process. How are we going to go about making this big decision? You had $100 million. That's big. Now, don't just start talking about the money and the issues. Spend a little time figuring out how you're going to go about it. What's your plan? Are you going to rank them by yourself? Are we going to spend a half hour debating the issues and then, you know, 10 minutes giving money? You know, figure out what it is that you want to do in terms of process and moving forward. I also didn't see goals being set. What do we want to get out of this? How do we want to help the community? How soon do we want to finish this? What kind of quality are we looking for here? And I wasn't looking for giant, you know, overt goals to be set, but there really wasn't any talk about what it was you wanted to accomplish, and as I said before, how you wanted to go about accomplishing it. I have in my notes here, Stefan, nice job selling the gun. I don't remember what that was about, but you know, I think it was the gun buyback thing, and you provided some good information regarding that. It was good that you guys got into the issues. You know, you were debating these issues, talking about them. You weren't dancing around them. I thought it was great that you were able to talk. One in particular, the pro-life issue, you guys really, you know, it's a sensitive issue and people were very honest with how they felt about that. I wish you'd have gone deep like that on some of the other issues and not just, you know, debating the, you know, should we give money to a pro-life organization. Mark, I'd like to see you jump in there a little more often. You're a really smart guy. You got a lot of good things to say. You really got to push your ideas onto the table a little more. Stefan, I'd like to see you buy an iron and iron your shirt. That's just a little side note. You were the only group to talk about the fact that one of our programs was sponsored by the Catholic Church. And I thought that was very astute of you to notice and talk about. Melissa, I'd also like to see you jump in there a little bit more. You know, I can see on your face that you're having thoughts about these issues, and I know that you're a smart girl, and you need to just, I know six people is hard to get in there, and I think you're a little bit of a quiet girl, but jump in there a little bit more and get your ideas onto the table. At one point, you guys talked about keeping your personal feelings out of this. And there's an easy way to keep personal feelings out. It is set criteria. If you really think about these issues that I gave to you all, they really break down into three categories. Number one, cleaning up the community. Number two, educating the community. And number three, helping the homeless. So maybe, you know, one idea is to debate those three things and rank those. And maybe you decide, hey, cleaning up the community is the most important thing. And then you could take all of the issues that help clean up the community and put those higher and give those more money. And if, you know, helping the homeless was your third item, the things that help the homeless, you put them lower and give them, you know, less money. Setting criteria, especially when we're talking about heated and charged things like the Catholic Church and abortion and needle exchange programs and gun control and gun buyback and stuff, you know, setting criteria, what is it that we want to accomplish? And then evaluate each item based on what the group has said they want accomplished, as opposed to evaluating these things based on your personal feelings about them. I did think that the conversation flowed really well. The communication flows amongst the six of you fabulously. You could see it when you watch your service project, which I watched this morning, and I thought you guys did a really good job. I'll talk about your service project again in just at the end of this. I'll give you a couple notes on that. I loved Mark's idea of handing out the money with percentages. I'm not sure why you dropped that. And Mark, I'm not sure why you didn't push that a little harder. Had you just done percentages and then just transferred those percentages to dollar amounts, you would have saved so much money. You would have spent less time figuring out math and more time, you know, talking about and debating the issues. I thought you guys did a great job of handling Stefan leaving. You know, the fact that he told you ahead of time, he made sure that you guys knew if there was something you needed for him, how to get a hold of him. He excused himself. Well, I thought that worked out really well. Again, I thought you kind of fell apart when you got to the math, but at least you were all in it together, and you were working together to try to figure out the math, and I think you gave out $12 million too much, but that's cool. It's irrelevant. I think the fact that you were working together was good, although when you see something not going well like that, somebody needs to say, you know, stop. Let's figure out a way to do this efficiently, and maybe the percentages might have been a good idea. Overall, you know, I think you guys could have set some more goals and talked about procedure a little more, but in terms of talking about the issues themselves, you guys got deep into them. Most of you were expressing yourself really well. The communication flowed very nicely. I thought it was a really good discussion. I watched two of the three projects this morning. One of the groups, there was nothing on their DVD. I thought yours was great. I thought, great idea, going to the hospital and having a lot of fun with the kids. That pizza looked delicious. As I was watching it, I was thinking, God, I should go over to Rosati's and get myself a slice. But it looks like you had a lot of fun. I was wondering why you didn't have any video of the patients, and then your note at the end explained that, so that's just absolutely fine. I thought your diary entries were very honest. A little hard to hear. Kelly's was a little hard to hear. I had to strain a little bit. Mark's was a little hard to hear, but the rest of them were okay. There were some horrible audio problems on that. When you guys had the music, it was really loud, so I would turn it down. And then when one of you was talking in your diaries, I'd have to crank it up. And then when the music hit, and I had no idea when the music was going to hit, my speakers would totally blast. Sorry about that. I got a phone call right in the middle of doing this. I put you on pause for a second. I think I was talking about the project and all that stuff. So again, the diaries were, some of them were a little hard to listen to, but my speakers have survived, so you're off the hook, Mark. Just as a side note, when you're editing film and adding music like that, there's an option called ducking. And when you lay music on top, is probably in the settings, when you put music on top of spoken word, you duck the music, and so you turn on the ducking, and what that does is it reduces the sound of the music to a couple decibels below the sound of the voices, so you could hear the voices above the music. So it's called ducking, D-U-C-K-I-N-G. There's your video lesson for the day. But I thought the project was great. I can't believe you guys spent so much time out there. That's amazing. And you know, the fact that you're talking about how moving it was to meet these kids and all of that stuff, that was really fun. I particularly liked Rosie's talk about meeting the young lady and having a really good time meeting the little girl, and you know, maybe you can go back and visit her again. So nice job, everyone. You guys had a great meeting. You guys did a great service project. I gave you 150 points on that, and it's good work. So enjoy the rest of your summer. I hope to see you soon. We'll talk to you later. Bye.